With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. After news broke that the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the national right to an abortion, our reporters went out to ask Montanans their views on the ruling. Here are some of their voices.
I am furious that women's rights do not seem to matter at all. Guns are more important, apparently, than women and children. And I believe absolutely that forcing women to have unwanted pregnancies is phenomenally hurtful, not only to women, but to children.
I want them to put bans on it, except make have only like really like certain situations where it might be like needed, but for like most part, make it banned. So just making like, it's gonna help women, it's gonna help families because like it can break up families. And it's going to help kids because, like, all those kids and, like, one of those people, they could have cured cancer. They could have became president. Like, we don't know because they just got killed before they even had a chance. So it makes me happy.
Well, we're not surprised. It was an outrageous decision.
I've already called our senators.
I was heartbroken. Yeah, it made me very emotional and scared for my future and the future of those with vaginas.
Well, I hope that abortion isn't no longer in the situation it's been in for the last however many years. I am totally pro-life and believe that the baby's life is sacred.
That was Sue Silverberg and Kennedy Campbell in Missoula, Larry and Nancy Anderson from Great Falls, and Allie Hickman and Arielle Wilbur of Kalispell. Montana's access to abortion is unlikely to change in the immediate future, even after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Montana's Attorney General has requested the state Supreme Court overturn the state's precedent from 1999 protecting access to abortion in Montana. This is MTPR.